President Lourenco was the last African president that President Biden hosted. I think it was November last year in the Oval Office. He had promised many African leaders back in 2022 at the
Africa Summit,
at the Africa Summit, that it was going to, and I think his exact words were, "I'm going to see some of you back in your home countries." Now, we all know how that went, that he couldn't do that. But he hosted President Lourenco in the Oval Office. And I think he must have felt that if there's actually one person that he has to see, one president he has to see, one country he has to go to before leaving office, it has to be that country. But I think there are much more important reasons why it's got to be Angola. The United States is doing one thing with respect to Angola. It's not only trying to gain an ally, is trying to woo an ally away from China and Russia. That's very significant. And then most important, there are also economic and strategic reasons. Angola has proved increasingly influential in Southern Africa, especially in having an equilibrium between Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of Congo. At the same time, it's crucial in terms of its location on the Atlantic coast and is central to American project, this old infrastructure around the Lobito coast, the Lobito corridor that is going to connect Angola, Zambia, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. So there are so many reasons, and some of them I've just outlined.
Tell me more about why the Biden administration thinks Angola is going to be a good partner to try to fight the Islamic insurgency and the other violence that's going on in the DRC.
I think Angola has the location. One, China is trying to have a base in that same part of Africa. And if the United States can beat China to it, I think it will be a coup, pardon the pun, on the part of the United States. And then the other thing is, for symbolic reasons, it's got to be Angola, right? So the United States appears to have lost some ground with South Africa. South Africa appears to have gone almost fully with Russia. And then to have a country that is just two countries away that is equally important, but is also strategically located. But in addition, to also be able to go away thinking we were able to take this country away from the claws of China and Russia, I think it becomes extremely important for the United States, to lay claim to Angola in this manner.
Is Angola also a strategic partner possibly for the Biden administration in trying to influence what's been going on lately in the Sahel with all these military coups and military leaders not taking over, forcing aside the democratically elected governments there?
So the direct answer is no. It's in a different region. The Sahel is further away. But here is where I think Angola comes in, which is that the United States realizes that in order to reclaim some of the ground that it's lost to China and Russia, it's got to change its strategy. So if you go to the Sahel, and I'm glad you mentioned the Sahel, it's been evicted from Niger, it's been evicted from Burkina Faso, it's been asked to leave these countries. In the Sahel specifically, the United States is looking for new friends. So in Benin Republic, which is next to Nigeria, in Cote d'Ivoire, Mauritania, going after Angola falls within that larger rubric of looking for new allies.